Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 13, living by the Word of God. But be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. The Epistle of James, chapter 1, verse 22. The more we know from the Bible, the better it is. But only if we do it. Sunday, the living Word of God and the Holy Spirit. I remember I was about 18 and I was fed up with everything, with the whole situation there. I was, and then I went to my pastor and murmured and told him this person and criticized another person and this does not work, and I was fed up with everything. I was really, not happy at all. And I told him and negative thoughts on and on. And he sat there, sitting there listening, and then he took his Bible, then he stopped, and then he read the following verse: do all things without murmurings and disputings. This was the Word of God. That was the answer for all my murmurings and disputings. Do all things without. This is the word which hit me most. Without murmurings and disputings. I was shocked. I was really shocked. I had said all these critics, because all the people around me, they were to blame for my feelings, I thought. And then he just read this sentence, this verse. Letter, Epistle of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 14. When Paul wrote this sentence, he was in prison in Rome. And death could come to him any moment. And then he wrote this. Out of prison. He was in prison when he wrote, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Do you know what it means to be in a Roman prison? This is not a hotel as today. Cannot imagine. You would not like to be there for 1 hour. And when he's there, because of the Word of God, because he has been proclaiming Jesus, therefore he is there. Because he was in the service for his master. He did not do any bad things as other people who go to prison. He worked for Jesus, and therefore he was arrested. And then out of prison, he writes this: do all things without murmurings and disputings. I remember later on there was a Bible quiz. And the question was, where in the Bible do we find something about murmuring? I raised my hand. Philippians 2 verse 14. Everybody looked at me. How do you know this? Why so? Bitter experience by myself. I had to swallow this text. And I chewed a long time on this text. But it's true. And it works. It heals. It healed my wounds.